Hello, my beautiful friends. I hope you're having a good day, good night, wherever you are, whatever time it is. Welcome back to the Mind, Body, and Soul podcast, your safe place to heal, learn, and grow. So I'm going to be honest with you. I just got done bawling my eyes out. Isn't it so weird how you could just like release emotion and then just feel free after? Like, crying really does something to me, and it allows me to feel exactly what the fuck I am feeling. Because sometimes the brain cannot process the shit that is inside of us. Like, it just doesn't have enough words or thoughts to describe it, and the emotions get heavy and intense, and it feels so good to cry. And I feel like I just had to release because I've been doing so much inner work, and I feel like I'm changing. And sometimes change is scary. Change can be hard. And, you know, that can be really, really difficult when you're on your spiritual journey, because that means sometimes you have to leave people in the past, relationships, friends, family, things that just don't serve you, experiences, situations. And sometimes you have to leave your fucking self behind, like your old self, and get away from those patterns and get away from that thinking and get away from that lifestyle that you were in. And I was just, you know, packing up all my stuff because I'm about to actually head home from Costa Rica. I have a few days here left. And I get to spend time, you know, just really processing what I've learned throughout these 2 weeks of retreats. It has been so much. If you haven't listened to my earlier podcast, I made a few talking about what I learned and my intentions, all of that good stuff. But it just hit me like a dump truck. You know what I'm saying? I really, really needed to cry, and it felt good. And I can't pinpoint like exactly why I was crying, but at the same time, I can. It's because I'm going home a completely different person than who I came into this retreat as. And that can make sense because it's like you're shedding your old ways of being, but you're truly still like the same person. You know, you're still the same person, but you're different energetically, you're different mentally, you're different emotionally, and you're different spiritually. And it's all energy. Everything is energy. Everything is connected. So my emotions have just been really intense lately, and I've been trying to process them, and it can just be a scary thing. It really, really can be. And know that you are not alone, and it's okay to cry, and it is okay to change. It is okay to grow up. It is okay to mature and evolve yourself. So don't let anyone hold you back or make you feel guilty for growing, make you feel guilty for investing into yourself and nourishing yourself, because boy, people have made me feel like it's a burden that I had to do certain things to grow, or I had to, you know, change my life or change the people in my life. Man, I have felt like shit before, but it has made me into the person I am today, and every single thing happens for a reason. So I'm really just trying to tune into my emotions, and also I'm not like, you know, in an emotion where it's dark. It's like, it might be sad, but sad is good sometimes. Like, you have to be able to express all emotions that life comes with. And I've been doing a good job with that. I've really been tuning into my body, and Say Yes to Heaven from freaking Lana Del Rey came on while I was like in a music session packing up my bags. I had my hand on my heart, and I was just like, had my eyes closed, and I was singing that song, and then I just cried. hit my knees on the ground and just cried. Like, I needed to get that shit out. It was like a sense of purging. It was a sense of releasing. It was a sense of shedding. It's like, I am a Chinese doll, one of those Chinese little bubble dolls that there's just like 10 layers, but really 10 million. And like, she just constantly sheds and sheds and sheds. And like a snake, they just shed and they are born into something new all the time. And you don't judge things like that. Like, things simply just change. And this podcast episode is mostly about change, because I am changing. I'm changing really, really, really fast, and it has never felt so good, but also kind of scary at the same time, because I don't know what I need to eliminate in my life to allow myself to continue with my life's journey. I don't know exactly what that is, but I do. You know, only you have the answers. If you came to this podcast, you know, feeling the same type of emotion, just know that I'm here for you. Just know that I am here for you, and that you have a community, and you have support, and you are loved, and you are safe in your own body. And if you can build a relationship with yourself, then you got it for life. Like, if you can sit here and talk to yourself when you're alone, like, I'm in my room by myself and I'm sitting here singing and I'm sitting here having a conversation with myself and talking about how I'm feeling. I'm saying how I feel. I'm saying what I'm thinking so I can help myself process it better. And I really like to do that. And I encourage you to start doing that now. Like, really speak to yourself when you're alone, because it allows you to be more confident in what you're speaking about. And it allows you to understand exactly how you're feeling without judging it. You know, without judging yourself. Like, why? There shouldn't be any judgment. You should just be able to freely be yourself. And doing that with yourself allows you to do it with others. It allows you to do it with friends, families, etc. Like, you can truly just open your throat chakra and speak exactly what you mean and what you are thinking about. So, yeah, point of the story is, change is hard, and I'm going through changes right now. Y'all know that song? It's like, I'm going through changes. That's a really good song, and it like hits me all the time, because I have been changing constantly my whole entire life. Like, since I was little, you know, I had 6 cystic acne since I was in 5th grade. I had like a really bulging like stomach. I was kind of like chubby. I used to like duct tape my stomach and sleep in duct tape, thinking that it would make me skinny in the morning. Like, I would do anything to change my body. And I used to hate myself, but I also loved myself because I was silly and crazy. And, you know, I was just confused because I didn't have that self-love, but I didn't have anyone like teaching me it either. So I want my podcast to be the things that you have not been taught, the things that you have been fucking missing in your life, because one, people do a shitty job and they don't like spread awareness and spread love and spread kindness and positivity, but also it's not on them because their family didn't spread it to them. And it's the fact that people are just unconscious and they just don't know. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm here to do that. That is my job. That's my passion. And that is my work that I feel so passionate about. It makes my heart like just spark on fire. And I want to be that person for you where you just come here and you listen to me and it soothes your soul and it makes you feel comfortable, safe, seen, and heard. Sometimes I just talk a lot because I think a lot. Do you understand like how emotions can be so intense? Because if I have a podcast and I'm constantly talking about all the things that go on in my brain, imagine the people that don't talk about what they're going through and they don't have a podcast, which is most likely you, not calling you out, but like most likely you, right? What the fuck? You're keeping it all inside because one, you don't have an outlet. You don't have anyone to talk to. You don't have anyone to express how you truly feel because no one probably understands you, okay? And that's how I felt for the longest time. No one understood me. No one knew how I truly felt. One, because I didn't tell anyone. Like, I was just emotional, sensitive. I still am. I'm emotional. I'm sensitive. Like, nothing has changed, but everything has changed, you know? So I want this to be an outlet where you can just listen and be yourself. And if you ever need anyone to talk to, run to me. Like, I can be your therapist. We can do a one-on-one coaching session. I can give you the details. We can do meditation. We can do guided breathing work. I can get to know you. You know, we'll build a relationship. I can do one-on-ones and just beautiful things like that. But know that you're not alone, okay? Like, even just simply by listening to this podcast, sometimes that is like therapy, you know? But I just couldn't imagine where I would be if I didn't start a podcast last year. Wait, it's January. It's the new year. It's been 1 year since I started my podcast. I'm so proud of you, Haley. Like, what? It's been 1 year and I have come so far. I almost have 15,000 listens. That's so many people. And it makes me happy because, like, that's so many people that are like, I'm injecting love into them. Like, you can't run anywhere. Like, I'm going to give you love. I'm going to give you positivity and there's no way else around it. You know what I'm saying? And that makes me feel good because the world is such a beautiful place, but the world is such an ugly place at the same time. But if we spread love and we give people love, but most importantly, give yourself love, then somehow the world turns beautiful. That's kind of like if you hate yourself, you hate your life, you hate all these things, somehow everything is just shit. But if you start to love your life, you love yourself, you love everything around you, somehow you're filled with love and the world is suddenly beautiful. And you are beautiful, but sometimes the things inside of you might not be too beautiful because they're not being acknowledged. They're not being let out. They're like caged up inside of you and they're getting really dark. So I encourage you to dance, sing, laugh, be joyful. And most importantly, just take care of yourself and also like be around people that make you feel good. But I have a lot of plans today and I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast. I know that was like super fast. I feel like I just have a lot to say, but I just hope this podcast made you feel really good and made you feel warm on the inside. And just know that I'm always here for you. And you are a magical soul and you have superpowers and you are magic, you know, you really, really are. And happy 1 year of my podcast existing. I'm so happy that I decided to create this journey for me and other like-minded souls. I hope you have a beautiful day today. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. And may you be free from all forms of suffering. Namaste. I love you, bestie. Peace out.